Thank you very much. Good afternoon, everybody.
Good afternoon.
I'm very happy to be here. Thanks for the introduction, Chris. It's good, first of all, coming back to the area after having, I think I left about 10 years ago, and I really haven't had the opportunity to come back. So it's good to be back in the general Bay Area. And it's been a pleasure. I've met some of you very briefly in the last hour or so. So it's been a pleasure to meet you. And for me to have the opportunity to actually say thank you in person for the work that you do on this side to ensure that we get books in Sierra Leone. Just a bit about how I got started doing this work. As Chris said, I went back to Sierra Leone about 7 years ago. Initially, it's working with the International Rescue Committee, and I was heading an education program called the Legacy Initiative, which worked in Sierra Leone, Liberia, and Cote d'Ivoire, and primarily working both with communities and with the government in trying to rebuild education systems in these countries right out of the conflict. And after I did that for about 4 years, and then worked for the World Bank for a couple of years in Sierra Leone. And in all of those 7 years, my work has really been at the national level, trying to effect sort of change, systemic change. And if anybody has worked at that type of level, you know how difficult that can be to move things at that level. And in those times, the areas where I have seen the most change happen and really the most innovation happen is working at the school level and at the community level. So that's how, in 2012, with a couple of other women friends, we decided to form the Learning Foundation. And the goal, basically, of the Learning Foundation was to improve literacy and reading skills among Sierra Leonean students. Now, why is that important? As Chris said, we had a 10-year war that really devastated the education sector, not just the education sector, basically all of life. And since that war, in the first 10 years, I mean, there's been a lot of progress in terms of getting kids back into school. So in Sierra Leone, for example, over the last decade, we've seen a doubling of enrollments at the primary school. We've seen a tripling of enrollments in junior secondary school, and almost quadruple enrollments in senior secondary school. We also now have parity in terms of boys and girls going to school at the primary level, although not so much at higher levels. But definitely, in Sierra Leone, actually right now, in many districts, there are more girls in school than boys. Where we do see, where there's still quite a large gap, is when you think about what happens inside these schools. What are children learning? Because it's not just about going to school, right? It's about making sure that when you're there, you're developing the skills that will sustain you or put you into on a path for success in the future. And what we found is that even though kids are in school, they're not developing the basic foundational skills in reading and in numeracy. So there was a recent study just last year that was done in Sierra Leone where they found that after 4 years of schooling, children who are in class 4 of primary school, about 87% of them could not identify any letter sounds. In class 2, about 97% couldn't identify letter sounds. After 3 years of schooling, on average, children only know 22 out of 26 letters of the alphabet. And they're not developing their reading skills at the levels which you would expect. What is the reason for this? Now, the reasons are many and varied and all kind of interconnected, but it has to do with, one, how kids are taught. I mean, they're just not taught these kinds of things. If you go into any school, if you go into a rural school in Sierra Leone today, you'll probably see a teacher in front of a blackboard with a cane pointing to words in English, and the kids are just sort of repeating in chorus after the teacher. I mean, that's pretty much the way in which they're taught. And if you think that for most students, English is the official language, so kids are taught in English in this way. And for most students, English, in rural areas at least, English is a second, sometimes a third language. So it's very difficult for them to pick up the skills. And teachers just are not trained. Half of the teachers in Sierra Leone today are not certified at all. And so they just don't have the skills to teach that. So that's one reason why we see this happening. Another is that schools are just very, resources are just not there. They don't have textbooks, they don't have books. Many do not have, you know, the kids don't have reading and writing materials. You saw the picture of the, I think they called it a nature corner or something. You know, the recycled material, the recycled material that was in the classroom. But I mean, but that's basically how it is. There's very little textual information, very little text for kids and even teachers to work with. So that's part of the reason why we see this sort of poor learning, what I would call poor learning outcomes in the school. There was a recent survey that looked not just in school, but households nationally, and they found that only about 2% of children are growing up in a house where there's more than 5 children's books. So they don't get the resources in school, and they don't have it at home either. So this is some of the reason why the Learning Foundation decided to get involved in this area and to work at the school level to try to see how we can work with teachers and with students themselves to try to develop their reading skills. And we work at the junior secondary school level with adolescents. And we chose to do that primarily because at the primary school level, as people are becoming more aware of this, there's more NGOs who are working with younger kids trying to improve their skills. But the secondary school level had just, you know, they were just left on their own. And so we're also, in addition to building libraries, trying to develop after-school programs to actually help kids who are falling behind. So that's sort of the context for why we do what we do. It became very clear to us as the Learning Foundation that this is not something that we could do by ourselves. The needs are many. And so a big part of how we work is to look for partners to kind of work with. So being introduced to Roseanne and also through that, we also got to know some other small groups like ourselves who are also working in their own small way in schools to try to improve reading and literacy. We decided to come together to form the RISE Network. You saw the list of organizations that are part of it. We have two new ones that just joined. One is an organization called PEN Sierra Leone. PEN is an organization of writers, and they have done, actually there are some examples of their books. They've written some children's books that were offered locally for schools. So they're now a member of the RISE Network. And we have another new organization that joined called Brighter Life Ministries. And they also work in secondary schools doing reading competitions, spelling bees, et cetera, all